Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Good. I'm going to call. Here we go. Call her right now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
You are here. Hold on. Let me see. Just make sure I see what's going on here. All right. So I think we're both on.
Awesome.
Live. Good. It says live for both of us. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Elliot.
What is going on? Crazy day. I just had clients leave. And for those of us, welcome to Glad You Came, just two pals sharing life's journey from different perspectives. How do you like that?
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So visibility is public. Awesome. So.
Awesome.
Tell me what is going on. So you think when you decided, I'll tell you what's going on. I had two people just came in. It's so funny. They were here 5 years ago, and they were engaged. And they came back to my weight loss program 3 weeks ago, and she didn't have the ring on her hand anymore, but they're still together.
Okay.
Because she was like, he was not moving on the date. She was just walking around with a ring. She's like, you know what, why am I wearing a fucking ring if you're not going to bother actually marrying me?
Interesting.
He says, well, I'm not going to be with anybody. He said, I'm not going to be with anybody else. And she's like, yeah, but I'm not going to wear the ring. So she's not wearing the ring.
I mean,
so
there's a lot to unpack there.
Right? There's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah.
But she comes from a culture, Bukharian culture. You know what the Bukharians at all?
Not really, no. Can't
so
say
Bukharians
that I do.
Come from Kazakhstan, I think.
Okay.
So they come from Russia, but they're the Jews from Russia. So they weren't. They
okay.
don't get to be Kazakhstani. You know.
I see. Yeah.
They get to be the Jews from there, and so they're called Bukharians.
Yeah.
And so that was interesting. I had to tell you for my boat stuff is. I'm getting really excited about my boat stuff. That's exciting to me because I got a captain's hat as a gift and a first mate hat.
Beautiful.
That's very cool. Yeah.
Elliot bought
How
a boat.
You? How was your weekend? Elliot bought a boat.
Woo. My weekend was okay. I feel like I failed you a little bit. Because...
No. First of all, it's not for me. It's not to... You fail or not fail me, for starters. Please, definitely understand that, you know?
Yeah.
And it's definitely not that. So it's really more a matter of how do you feel about how you handled it?
Well, I'll rewind a little bit. So last time we talked, I had signed up for a two-hour goal-setting workshop that was supposed to be yesterday and a one-hour yoga class today. And then
right.
the next day after I signed up, I got invited to a picnic for Saturday.
Okay.
And so we decided to go to it. I was like on the fence. I was like, oh, it's really nice that these people invited us. Like, we know some of the people who will be there. Like, it was more of like a we should go, so we went.
Right.
Okay. However, it was in San Francisco, and the traffic yesterday
which
was like...
which is exactly what we were trying to avoid. that travel.
Yeah, I mean, but I wasn't going alone, you know. It was me and Cassidy together. But, yeah, so we got there like an hour late, and then we had to...
Isn't it like a come when you want?
Well, it was like Shabbat lunch, so it had a start time.
Oh.
But it doesn't matter. Yeah. It was a Jewish event.
Got it.
That was kind of why it was like, oh, we should go, because we want a community and we're being invited and whatever. So
those are all things that count, by the way.
I think so, too, yeah. So we got there an hour late, and then we had to be back, or we didn't have to, but we had planned to be back here by, like, 4. I didn't think I told you, because Cassidy was doing a windsurfing thing that started at 4. And so we were at the thing for an hour and a half, maybe an hour, I don't know. And then we sat in more traffic, got to the windsurfing place around 4, actually probably a little late, probably like 4:30 or 4:40. And then I was just kind of upset that I, like, didn't really spend the day doing things that I had wanted to do. And I, like, didn't speak up for myself. So I feel like that's an interesting thing to explore.
Yeah.
So,
why didn't you stand up for yourself? Where did you feel pressured not to? I mean, it was a choice, no? You felt like, did you feel pressured into your choice?
A little bit. And also, like, there was another thing I wanted to do. There was this marketplace thing coming to Berkeley. It's like a traveling marketplace, and it goes to different places around the Bay Area, and it's all, like, recycled and, like, vintage goods. And I don't know, it looked cool. I wanted to check it out. And I had mentioned it the day before.
Right.
And because of all the traffic, we did not make it. So it was, like, no one's fault. Like, whatever, like, circumstances led to it nothing happening. But, yeah, then at the end of the day, I was just kind of like, man, like, I canceled the goal-setting workshop to go to this, like, moderately okay picnic, and I didn't get to go to this, like, other thing I wanted to go to. So.
Right. So we didn't get – things just weren't – you might have wanted to have switched with plan A, even though you felt compelled to go with plan B.
What do you mean?
Is that fair? Well, plan A was go with, like, your goal setting thing and go to the market. But instead, this other thing came up, and you're like, oh, well, there's an argument to be made to lean into that.
Yeah.
Which you did.
Yeah.
Like, the pressure didn't come from conversation, right? It was sort of like internal, where you're like,
right,
no, we're being invited, we should really do this, probably.
Right, like,
am I getting that right?
Yeah, we had a conversation, and we both kind of felt the same way, where we were, like, on the fence, but we're like, yeah, like, it's nice that we were invited, and, you know, we haven't been in a while, and blah, 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 and I kind of just didn't want to make the final decision. Like, it got to the point where I was like, just, if we're going to go, just say we're going to go, and then I'll cancel this workshop, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, it wasn't like, I wasn't forced into anything. Just circumstances.
Okay, that's different, right? So, circumstantial decision, I would say, I've done that plenty of times where I've gone, screw it. I should do this. No, I'm going to do this other thing. And then you do it, and you're like, should have stuck with the plan. I would have been happier. Right?
Yeah.
That's a normal.
And I think I, like, told you, like, Cassidy wanted time this weekend to do work. He has a deadline this week.
Right, so he didn't get that.
When we were talking about going to this picnic, he was like, you know, I'm down to take Saturday chill, and, you know, we'll go to this picnic. I'll go windsurfing. And then we had a birthday party last night. So so then it became this thing where I was like, oh, like, why did I even look for that workshop in the first place if, like, we were going to, like, take things easy, you know?
Correct. I hear you. What did I do? I went to a Harvest Fest yesterday, checked that out, and I walked in and my foot is hurt. I hurt my foot. And,
ouch.
I don't mind. It's funny, I had to go on unveiling today, and I said to a more senior person than myself, I said, you know, she said, oh, you're limping. And I said, yeah, but pain is inevitable. Suffering's optional. And she said, no. You know, if your shoulder hurts while you're sleeping, pain is pain. You could, you know, you suffer. It's a choice. And that kind of, like, mentality just exists out there in the world, which I think, for me, just ruffles me because that's part of our, you know, on a macro and micro level. That's part of what I just don't accept. I find myself, someone told me today, someone you know, you're hard. You've gotten harder. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm pretty much an asshole always, you know? Like, I don't think I've changed in my assholeness. I just don't accept nonsense. I don't like contrivances, and I don't like bullshit. If someone's going to say, oh, yeah, I'm trying, or blah, 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 I'm like, no, we've heard this before. Thanks for playing. You know? I'm like,
I do know.
Either do or don't
yeah.
do. So.
What?
There's that. And then what else did I do? And I'm really into this boat thing. I feel like I should be like, it's fun to have this. I think I made the joke. And I'm watching, you know, so much less porn because I have my boat to go look after the parts for, which is, you know.
Nice.
Probably upset. Yeah, probably like an upsetting concept for most people. Like, but it is what it is. I just find it very funny. And I'm not really good at faking it. That's not about the porn thing. That's more about, like, conversations.
Well, I mean, right? I think that's what you were just saying. It's like, who has patience for bullshit anymore, you know?
Well, correct, right? And I feel like for you, like, at your, where you're at, the sooner you can get to that point of, like, hell no, I'm not buying into this nonsense, the better,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Then,
I feel, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Tell me.
Oh, I feel like this is a topic I've been, like, that's been relevant in my life as well, where I just, like, I have, like, kind of lost patience with the, like, societal expectations of the people I grew up with, or like, just, I don't know, just a lot of things. And I've had some people in my life notice that I like have those opinions, and most have been supportive, but I think that's why I've been struggling so hard to like make friends, because I'm just like picky. I don't have time for bullshit. Or I have to approach it with a different perspective.
Correct. Well, for me, I'm with you. I, you know, we've talked about this. I do not believe that I need to waste my time having mediocre relationships that don't really mean much. I don't really want to go to a dinner party or a dinner somewhere where nobody really gives a shit what I do all day. Doesn't really understand what my job is, or like, wow, Ellie, what would make a difference in your life? What's bothering you? What's not bothering you? What are you celebrating besides your boat? You know? I just don't. And I watch other people who do, who do sell, like, go and, like, they keep accepting invitations to dinners and weddings and even this couple that just left. Oh, we're going to a bar mitzvah tour. I'm like, oh, why? Why are you going to this 13-year-old's birthday party? You don't give a shit. You're just going to eat poorly. Like, why? Maybe it's why I don't get invited. So maybe you did the right thing going to San Francisco yesterday, because I probably wouldn't get invited to San Francisco by my friends.
I mean, the refreshing thing about – go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, that's it. That was it.
I think the refreshing thing about, like, the Jewish community here in particular is that it's not the New York, New Jersey community, and it's kind of, like, self-aware about that. Yeah, like, it has its flaws the way thing does, but it's, like
–
it's like, oh, we're not missing out, and we're different because we want to be. I don't know. There was a conversation yesterday because a few of the people had previously lived in New York and were a part of that scene. And
I see.
What?
I see, I said.
So there was, like, a self-awareness. Oh, I don't know, like, the, like, Cassidy kind of described, we went to this, like, backyard, like, independent high holiday service, and he kind of described it as, like, he liked that community because it was, like, didn't make a big deal about stuff that doesn't matter, and it cares about the things that, like, do matter in a community, which I thought was... well said.
Yeah. That sounds pretty cool. So where do you fit into that whole thing? Like, what's your guy's gig?
What do you mean?
In terms of community.
I don't know what you're asking.
In terms of, like, where you want to be is, like, what commitment of observance, non-observant. Like, Charlie... Charlie and Grace are doing their thing. That's my son and his girlfriend, for those of you who might listen to this ever. And they're finding their way. In my mind, I'm trying to keep them away from just the mediocrity of just tofu-like decisions. That's just, this is what you're supposed to do. So check off the next part. Keep plodding through, like, the supposed to's of humankind. That's just terrible, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't wish that on anybody, to be honest.
Maybe it would be helpful to, like, define some of those.
To define those, good. Would be, when you're supposed to go to shul, how you're supposed to go to shul, any of that stuff.
You're supposed to observe.
Yeah. I mean, while that being said, I still kind of believe that we have the opportunity to choose. It doesn't have to be written in stone. But I just watch so many people who think that they're, I don't know what they're doing, honestly.
The community I grew up in was super black and white. And then everybody kind of just, like, ascribes to that. So I think it's kind of like, learning how to, like, not do that is key.
I would say, yeah. Yeah, because what happens is you start buying into this. Here's what I really think is happening. Is you buy into this nonsense, you guys are doing it, and then guess what? You hand down to your kids this semi-not believed, like, you're not believing it, so why should they believe it, you know?
Right.
Kind of,
right, it's
and
fake.
Then people walk around going, what went wrong? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm scratching my head going, really? Like, there's no part of this that you see exactly how it turned out this way. You know? And they're like,
yep.
No, no, it's not nurture. It's all, you know, you can't be sure. I'm like, yeah, you can, actually. First of which is not, you know, we have to be really careful because, you know, that old adage, like, the kids are watching? The kids are watching in life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, I have to tell you, I'm pretty proud of, for me, who my children are because I know who God is to them and who they see themselves are. As people, number one, as Jews, number two, I mean, the Lord knows I don't agree with anybody politically in my world. And people think I'm like some kind of fascist. I don't know. Just because, and they're like, that's part of the thing. Oh, you're hard because your attitude on vaccines. I'm like, my attitude on vaccines is very simple. I believe that if it's going to work and help you, that's great. I also believe that the study out of Israel says 2.5 million people who got COVID, their antibodies are very strong right now. Stronger than those of us who had the vaccine that didn't get COVID. So can we please you apply all the rules here and use the science, you know? But then, so then all I do is say that, and then they're like, Elliot, you're a jerk. I'm like, okay, maybe. I might be a jerk. I don't know. It's very possible I'm a jerk. I'd rather be a jerk on my boat by myself than feel like a sellout. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Thanks. So there's that. Well, I went to our favorite winery today for a bottle of wine. It was 10 to 4 when we got there. And the waitress said, oh, yeah, the kitchen's closed. I'm like, I so don't. Why are you going to make me get up and pull strings with the owners? Because you know the kitchen's still open. You just don't want to work any harder. It just pisses me off. So I didn't. And then I spent the rest of the time going, you're just lazy. It's like when you go to a store and it's like 5 to 9 and the store closes at 9 and they're going, no, we're closed.
One time my mom got locked out of the post office. It was horrible.
That shit's like, that stuff makes me mad. Like, you can't close yet. What are you doing? Here, well, I have a question for you. What do you think what is an employer's responsibility to an employee from your perspective? Because you're an employee now.
I am.
Do you think an employee should have to, like, what did they, like, certain rights an employee gets in being paid? Or is it, if you're not working, you don't get paid? Produce, you get paid for it. Don't produce, you don't get paid for it. What are your thoughts?
What are my thoughts? Well, I don't know. I guess that's complicated because you sign a contract, you know, and it's like, how do you prove someone's not doing work? You know, like if you show up to work and you're having a lazy day and maybe you get paid hourly, your boss can't say to you, I'm not paying you for this hour you showed up to and didn't do anything, even though what you're implying is
correct.
That maybe they should be able to do that.
No, that's not what I'm implying. I'm implying more like, no, if you're, just the opposite. If you're, I'm in your place,
okay.
I'm supposed to be working, then I should have to work, right? I should get paid, rather, because you made me leave my house and come to work.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I mean, capitalism.
Oh, that's hardcore. That's the way I, honestly, the way I see it. It's like, That's not even a joke. If I used to leave my house for my, I used to travel every week for business. If I left on Sunday night, I was on the clock in my mind.
So are you like, are you defending, that. It kind of sounds like you're defending the people who are lazy and do a shitty job, like the servers who told you the kitchen was closed.
Well,
but okay, to be fair, that is a thing, like, with kitchens, that they do close before an establishment closes.
Right. The establishment closes at 5, and the kitchen's supposed
like,
to close at 4.
Oh, and you showed up 10 to 4. I see.
Right.
I see.
And
I literally
said to the hostess, I'm like, I know, we got 5 minutes. I want to get to it. Oh, I don't know. And she, like, whispered in the waitress's ear. I'm like, you clearly don't know that like the owners give me kisses and hugs when I walk through this place. So I don't know why you're whispering. Because now I want to kill somebody.
Yeah.
The thing, you know?
It's like letting the etiquette of a business get in the way of, like, human connection.
Correct.
But in the end, human connection is more valuable than business etiquette. I think.
Well, human etiquette, well, if the human etiquette is handled correctly, the business etiquette would beg that relationship be fostered, is, I guess, my point.
Right.
Specifically.
Okay, but what were you getting at with the getting paid thing?
Oh, I was just wondering what you think. Like, I don't know where your head is. Are you like a...
Oh, I mean, like, I have days where I, like, don't get any work done, and I think everyone does. I mean, like, last Friday, both of us did not work. We both logged in, you know?
You and I, you're saying?
What?
You and I or you and Cassidy?
You and I. You picked me up from the airport.
Right. Correct. Yeah. Perfect example.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
We did not, but at the end of the day, like,
but
I don't
the end
know
of the day,
how
guess
you
what?
Get paid.
I don't get paid.
Like,
I don't get paid for any of that. I am, like, literally, I eat what I kill. No worky, no payee. You know?
Okay, because, like, I think in my current situation, like, I'm getting paid via government stipend right now, so it's not like an hourly thing. You know, it's like, this is how much you're going to make, and we'll give it to you every 2 weeks.
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter if my boss tells me I can take a day off or take a few hours. Like, it doesn't matter. But, like, if you're somebody who works at a getting paid hourly, I think it gets tricky. Why?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I think, well, it depends on the situation. But, like, you know, if you, like, last minute can't make it or have to find someone to, like, sub, like, or making up time. I don't know.
I hear
time.
You.
I don't know what the rights are. You know what? I think I'm with you because it's like, if you own a business, it's kind of on you to like find employers who are going to do the work you want them to do, you know?
Right. Yeah. Exactly right. That's correct.
Like, if you hire someone and they're not working, or they're not making their sales, or they're not cleaning up the tables, like, fire them. Although, right now, there's a shortage of people. So,
well, that is the other crazy part that's out there, right? Is, like, just, we have, I mean, you have in California, and we have on the East Coast over 150 ships that are not being unloaded because they don't have bodies to unload them.
I believe
crazy
it.
Town.
I pass those ships every day.
Which is crazy. Just
hanging
town,
out
right?
In the bay.
Yeah,
I never thought about them because I don't know what's normal. I've never
yeah,
not lived here during
you know what
a
that
pandemic.
Is? That's all of Christmas. That's all of Christmas and all of lots of things that are just sitting out there, which means if it doesn't happen, our calendar keeps marching on, right? And if stuff doesn't come, we can't do anything. Like you can't get your hands on it. So Christmas presents, other things will be bought, but you're not going to get the stuff that they need. It's quite crazy town.
All right, new topic. I'm
new
getting
topic.
Sad.
your Christmas is not gonna get ruined. I promise.
Thank you.
So, what else we got going on? New topic. What would you like to talk about? What do you think our call should look like?
Our call, like our podcast calls.
Mm-hmm. What is yeah?
I don't know. I guess maybe we should have some things we cover.
Some kind of structure, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think that would be, by the way, I'm all over Reddit. Anything that Craigslist got rid of in terms of sexuality, Reddit is like the place. It's crazy town. I know.
I'm so happy
sounds
for
random,
you.
But it's not kind of neat. Who would have thunk it, right?
Who would have thunk it? Yeah.
When you save a ping file, where does it go?
Like on your phone?
I got it.
Or on your computer?
On the computer.
What are you doing right now?
I was just trying to send I made a deal. This is kind of cool, actually. I made a deal with my team leader because I don't do my calendar every week. So if you don't have a calendar, you don't have no idea where you're going, what you're going to get done, right?
Right.
So I didn't do my calendar, and she said, how can I help? And I'm like, well, I need an accountability, but I don't want it to be only based on, like, consequence. I want a reward of some sort if I do it, you know, and consequence if I don't.
Okay.
So
I like it.
There's a woman I really don't like because she played dirty in the coaching business. So I dislike her because when you're dead to me, you're really dead to me.
Yeah. I don't know.
Not really a shocker,
no,
right?
Yeah.
like I literally would like walk over your body as it's gasping for its last breath if you're dead to me. I'm like, sorry. No, you used that time up. You literally get zero from me, which, by the way, I want to get back to our art project. But so I don't like her is the point. And so if I didn't hand my calendar in, I had to send the deal I made with my team leader was that I had to send this other woman a $25 Dunkin' gift card every week that I don't send my calendar.
Wait,
but not without my name attached.
So just an anonymous Dunkin' gift card?
Right, she would just receive this anonymous Dunkin' gift card.
Does she like Dunkin' Donuts?
I don't know, but I just feel like, I mean, you get this gift in the mail, you don't know why. And then, like, she would
be on
the
group call. I think it's funny that
you
chose Dunkin'.
Oh, well, because that's what I think of her. Okay. She's not a Starbucks
obviously.
Level person.
She does not get
clearly
Starbucks
a statement
from you.
Of what I think of her, right? Like,
yeah.
There's no way she would, even in my mind, that she is capable of being sophisticated enough to drink Starbucks coffee. That's what I think.
I got it, yeah. It's clear.
case I wasn't crystal. So, yeah. And then on the positive side, the gift on the reward side, if I send it in, I get a so she said, I have it. I'm going to pay for an hour of your assistant for each week that you send me the calendar, which I really didn't think was fair that she should have to take a hit if I do my work. You know what I'm saying?
Why is it a hit?
Because it's going to cost her money for me to send her my calendar. It's not necessary.
But what does she want your help with?
No, she doesn't need my help. She's just being supportive of me. So she wants to support me by gifting me an hour of my assistant, like paying for an hour of my assistant for the month, because I have an assistant that I use, a VA.
Mm-hmm.
Not assistants, assistant.
Oh,
so I have an assistant.
Okay, I thought she was
that
like
I pay for at
you.
The end of at, right, so I use my assistant anywhere from 4 to 7 hours a month, typically.
I see.
And she goes over my commission statement. She cleans up my notes. She sends out my invitations. She does all that stuff for me. If I need something done, I call her on the phone and say, hey, I need this and this go to somebody. She sends it right out, you know?
And you pay her out of pocket is what you're saying?
I pay her out of pocket once a month, right.
So this person is offering to help.
To pay an hour. So this is, right,
yeah.
An hour of her. So, in essence, let's say I had a five-hour month, I would only end up paying for 1 hour of my assistant, or I could use those extra hours and have the assistant do more things. So that comes at a cost. So I made a deal because I don't want to take money for just sending a calendar. That doesn't seem fair that my team leader should have to pay for that. Like, there's not an automatic, hey, my team leader would make money from this by me sending the calendar. Even though it's kind of inherent in the concept that if I send my calendar and do the work, then obviously I'm going to produce more. So I made a deal with her saying that I will send the calendar, and if I set a workshop up between Monday and Friday, then she pays for the hour. Because I know if I set a workshop, there's an opportunity for me to sign somebody up.
Right.
So.
Right.
That's the dealio.
Got
it. And then, so that's why I needed to send that, because I wanted it to be done. That's number two. Number two, I definitely need new friends because my friend group is not feeling good. Everyone's just caught up in their own shit. I'm tired of it. And number three, what's my number three? Oh, fun story. So did you notice that my boat didn't have a name on it?
I did not notice, but now that you say it,
well,
I did not
you
see
didn't
a name.
Notice that there was a name, which is like,
yeah.
You probably wouldn't have noticed there wasn't a name, but you didn't notice there was one, because it doesn't have one. So I called Charlie and I said, what do you want to name, you know, we have to name the boat, or we can name the boat. And one of the guys dropping off the boat, when I said that I'm going to sit on the boat and do my work, he said, you should call it the office.
Oh, that's funny.
So I said to Charlie, you know, what do you think about naming the boat? And before I got to say anything, he goes, yeah, I was thinking about that. What do you think of calling it Vivian, which was my mom's name?
Oh.
Mike, that's a grandma he never met ever.
Right.
That's not true. He met for 6 months, 7 months before she died.
Mm-hmm.
So, like he never met. So I thought it was really nice. So we're going to call it Vivian. She's going to be called Vivian. That's the ship's
name. That's a great name.
Right? I'm excited about that. I'm excited to get back to the podcast.
We're doing it.
And, yeah, we're doing it. And what else? I guess we'll come up with some questions. It would be kind of intergenerationally fun to ask questions of each other, right? Like,
if
you just
step
back, instead of just being you, saying from the mind of a 20, 4-year-old this question, asking a 56-year-old. Like Charlie said, has asked me more than once, and I think you and I have discussed this. Like, yes, we have. Like, why exactly am I getting married? You know? And I don't have a good enough answer.
Right.
Like that's just, you want me to feed you the, like, line? And I kind of, that's what I feel like with him. Like, so what am I supposed to do, Charlie? Feed you the line of nonsense that, like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't think so. I mean, I can't tell you it sucks all the time. But just, you know, I have too many friends like, I'm tired of going to sleep alone. Grab a pillow. Get a fucking dog. Like, I don't understand that.
Yeah.
That's not, like, the thing for me. I'm tired of being by myself.
I have a topic.
What's that?
That I've been thinking about, which is kind of like...
What's that?
Which, it's kind of like the, like, like, the relationship patterns that we learn from the people around us.
Yep. Go ahead.
And I feel like I'm trying to unlearn a lot of that.
That's fair. Good idea.
It's hard.
Anything particular
you
want to share?
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know how to say this. I feel like I grew up in a household where there was like a cycle of like how fights work. You know,
oh,
like.
Agreed.
So it's kind
I'm
of like.
You.
Thank you. thank you for hearing me. Thank you for receiving what I'm saying. And so it was, so I think I thought like that's how it was supposed to be. It was like things are good and then they're not good and then they're good again and then they're not good and then they're good again and then they're not.
Yeah.
Which probably is not ideal.
Right. Especially
like, I
when
thought there had to
good.
Be this, like,
don't
breaking
change.
Point.
There is.
Yeah, like...
In a healthy relationship, there should be some working on the thing so that doesn't keep happening. Or a decision...
Yeah.
To not do that anymore because it was not serving anyone. But to keep doing the same thing over and over again, it's like, oh. It's toxic. I would agree with the statement. Like, there ought to be some comeuppance or clarity around the cause, the reaction, and the handling of it.
Right.
Not a recurring wait for it to come around again.
Right.
You know, something I found interesting that I had a conversation with someone today was about their partner, and I laughed, and the person said to me, why are you laughing? And I didn't say anything at the moment, but when I later, in a deeper conversation, shared my reason for laughing, was because their partner bases their definition of a good husband as two things. I didn't beat her or cheat on her. Therefore, I'm a good husband. I'm like, that's a pretty fucking low bar.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, I'm not sure you get credit for either of those two things. Like, as if that's like a, oh, good for you that you didn't do that.
Right.
Like, you want to step up and tell me what you did do to become compassionate or empathetic or understanding or hear them? You know? I don't know, maybe I'm off base here. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I think that the societal bar is very low.
Yeah, I think the societal low is, the bar is very low. Very, very low. So what do you want to do about that? Do you find yourself in the same, I could see that you might find yourself in a similar rhythm.
I wouldn't
not
say it's like a rhythm.
Not that.
Okay.
I wouldn't say in a fight way, but in a energy way around lots of topics that we've talked about, right? Kind of goes around and comes back. Yeah.
Well, I guess what I was referring to is, like, when things are good, there's kind of that, like, thought, oh, if things are good now, that means, like, in a few weeks they're not going to be good. Even though there's, like, no base in that. It's just,
we can talk about assumptions there, right? We
could
definitely talk about it. Assumptions are things that happened in the past that we expected to happen again just because that's what happened and it sucked, right? So, of course, it's going to happen again, so why bother trying? You see how that could
But even if it didn't happen in, like, my own relationship, it's, like, what was modeled for me. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, for sure.
The model of a relationship I have, I'm realizing, on the surface, I know there were things about it that weren't great, but it's like figuring out how I see relationships in general.
So what rules would you want, not rules in terms of like controlling you, but like standard for yourself, would you want to put in place to make sure, try and negate that that happening?
Mm-hmm. Would negate what happening?
Without it, like, potentially, like, let's say you were to have one of those either fights or discussions or a thing that comes back around again, you're like, wow, this seems just like the thing that we just did 5 weeks ago, and here it is again. And then we made up in between, and then it goes back around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what would you want to do where you say to yourself and or your partner, hey, you know what? We're not doing that again. This is not going back around like this again. Nope. So how would you want to change that is my question.
Well, I don't think that's what happens.
What do you mean?
I'm not in that cycle.
No. Okay, good.
Like,
right.
I'm not saying that, like, I learned this behavior and I do it and I'm stuck in it. I'm saying, like,
okay.
When I feel like things are good, what? Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because, well, go ahead, finish where you're going with it then.
No, what were you saying?
Like, you imagine that there could be a thing. It becomes like this ghost, like, expectation of something going wrong, sounds like to me.
Yeah.
Which,
like, whatever, I think there's, like, a normal level of like, okay, one of us did something to the other person that should be discussed. And then we talk through it, and then it has been discussed.
Well, that's,
and that's like
pretty
the level
of. That's pretty evolved of you. That puts you ahead of a lot of people in this world. Not just people we know, even, but in general. You know that, right? I mean, most people don't actually have real conversations about the real thing that's really bothering them. And address it.
Right.
So, that's good to know. What else is it that you think you want to not do or that was learned or taught, I should say, maybe not learned?
I don't know. That was, like, the one I was thinking about, probably because I was just
it
home.
Is. Yeah. It is an awful roller coaster And by the way, it's already swinging around the other way. Just for the
which
record.
Way? What
oh,
do you mean?
It's all good now. It's all good now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We went.
Yeah, I know.
We went apple picking.
We went apple picking. Yes.
It was great. Da-da-da. I'm like, fuck, I can't even hold on. My hat, like, fell off, like, two turns ago on this roller coaster. But yeah, that was my conversation today. Like,
nice.
Can you please tell me where to stand to support this thing? Because I'm not really sure which side where we are.
Yeah.
And then I was like the asshole for being hard. Why you're so hard? I'm like, I'm just tired of getting slapped around by this roller coaster. Yay, this. Oh, now I can't say yay this anymore. Now I'm a jerk if I say yay this. Now I got to say yay that. I'm like, oh, my God. Which is it? If you want music, by the way, we can upload audio for our episode.
Yeah. I mean, there's a fair amount of editing that could happen.
What are you trying to say? Agreed. All I'm saying, agreed. But this is our first time back, and quite frankly, I did not put a lot into direction, and we can think about it, the format concept, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be cool, like if we had, like, kind of what naturally happens is, like, we talk a little bit about, like, how our religion impacts certain things, and so it could be cool to, like, explore that in a segment. You know, we could talk, like, I liked how you kind of threw out a question of, like, the one you talked about, when you asked about the employee-employer thing. Like, maybe it's worth, like, having a question, like, kind of what you said,
okay.
And then seeing how we each interpret that.
I don't know. Yeah, I like it. Let's do that for starters is... through the lens of our, you know, of things. And if something comes up during the week, let's share it, and that way I can put it in as, like, the episode info. Like, I'm glad you came. Talking about, you know, like,
yeah.
I don't even know what somebody, 24-year-old, thinks about the fucking government shutting down and this craziness that went on. Like, they don't even. Like, Charlie doesn't.
Right.
Charlie doesn't have an opinion. He's like, I just want to keep getting laid and go to work. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Kind of it.
A simple
like,
man.
What?
I said a simple man.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Let me work out. I'm going to go to the gym. I want to make money. Get laid. Sleep. Hang out, see my family, and do it again. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
That's it? We're done? Okay. I'm like, and then if I say anything, it's like, oh, why are you so into it? I'm like, I feel like this is what I've come up with. Because you can't, oh, I want to tell you something, but remind me. We have 4.5 minutes.
Okay.
What do you call it? I wanted to say that you care. It's like these people who pride them. You don't probably have anyone your age, but people my age who pride themselves of never having a Facebook. I'm like, that's not okay because then you know nothing. And straight up ignorance is not okay. But the other people.
Interesting.
Actually, you can't not know anything and then be like, wow, I'm walking around literally in, like, radio silence to the whole world. I have no fucking clue what's going on there. I don't watch this and that, right? But, so I feel the same way about news, you know. I don't pay attention. I'm not doing it. I'm like, what are you doing? You can't not. And then the other side of the coin is you don't want to overdo it where you're addicted to it, which, by the way, brings me back to, like, a friend of ours who just, like, so connected to, oh, I saw on Facebook this person's teaching a class and da-da-da.
Right. Well, there's a point where it becomes detrimental to function.
Yeah. To the point where she said, I said, go ahead. Go ahead. Anyway, what?
No, you go ahead. I didn't know you weren't done.
No, it's all right. That's all right. I'm done. I'm done there.
You said you had to tell me something, and I was trying to be mindful.
I had four new people in yoga today.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
I didn't get to tell you about my yoga. Go ahead.
Oh, how was it? We got 3 minutes.
No,
so,
tell me.
First of all, there's a guy like 3 times bigger than me.
Amazing. We love to see
and
it.
And I'm going to help him. I'm excited. Rudolph, good guy. And then a couple new people, and the whole area is changing. And Zoe's friend, who's got a master's in education, just moved in with another teacher friend of hers down the street, which means like these millennials and lower than millennials. I don't know what the gender is down there. Are moving
Gen
in
Z,
like
Gen Z.
Main Street Hackensack. Gen Z is moving in to like Hackensack Main Street.
That's great.
Which means the yoga studio
yoga.
Is like right in the right place. So 2 minutes and 18 seconds. Tell me about your yoga.
So, it felt great to be in a studio. I did have
You're
to
good.
Wear a mask, and it was a heated studio. But
my
it was
God,
okay. And I actually also had to show my vaccine card, which I've never had to do anywhere. Anyway, this yoga teacher... Like, it was called Vinyasa Fundamentals, and I was like, oh, great, it'll just be, like, a beginner class. And she's like, we're going to focus on transitions today, which meant that the whole class was, like, chaturangas. And also, she did this transition where you, like, you know when you, like, roll, you're on your back, and then you roll forward into, like, something? I think she did, like, on your back, roll forward, like, have your knees to your chest, roll forward into a chair pose. Like, who does that?
Yeah, that's a pretty hard class.
It was hard. And so that was interesting. I just thought you'd appreciate the audacity.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I taught class today with our last minute. You know, I had all these brand new people. And so the people who've been with me for, like, years, I have to, like, find this balance between keeping it enough for them to do, but not so much that the new guys are, like, dying, but also to keep them challenged, you know? And I told them in class with 40 seconds left now, I said, hey, listen, I'm not the class you're going to come to and sort of dip your toe in yoga. You're going to do yoga. You're going to do it to your level, that your ability, but we're going to do yoga, you know?
Yeah.
And they were like, I think people like that. That's. I think you're not letting people down when you do that.
I would
agree.
Yeah.
So that's what I got for you. We have 10 seconds left. I want to say this is great to be back on here. I'm looking forward to next Sunday. Can't wait, dear. Have an amazing week, Sal. Talk to you.
Bye. Thank you.